Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our reflection this morning is from the book of Lamentations, chapter 3. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. This is the word of our Lord. You may be seated. Among the great hymns of the church are some stories of extraordinary inspiration. Perhaps you're familiar with the transformation of John Newton's life from slave trader to evangelical preacher and eventually composer of Amazing Grace, perhaps one of the best-known hymns in the world. The hymn, When Peace Like a River, declares this: whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Horatio Spafford composed that hymn of great faithfulness in the tragic wake of losing all of his children in a cross-Atlantic voyage tragedy. And the plaintive comfort of Abide With Me, composed by preacher Francis Light in the mid-1800s. Vicar Light, as he was known in the Church of England, knew that he was dying from tuberculosis and that his earthly life was near an end. And so he penned this now famous hymn of prayer, first sung at his own memorial service. In these cases, and so many more, we can marvel at how the Lord has guided periods of suffering or extraordinary conversion to inspire the creation of music that can still lift our own souls. And one might imagine a hymn as beautifully powerful as Great is Thy Faithfulness to have a similar story. It does not. Thomas Chisholm, author of the lyrics back in the early 1920s, certainly had his share of challenges in life. He was born into poverty, didn't become a Christian until he was 27. His health was somewhat unstable, and so in his life he alternated between bouts of illness and those of gainful employment. And he tried several different careers over the course of his life. He sold insurance, he was a journalist, eventually he went into evangelistic work. But he acknowledged that there was no dramatic story behind the writing of Great is Thy Faithfulness. Instead, through all of the ups and downs of life, he discovered new blessings, new mercies from God every morning, as we just sang. Lamentations chapter 3 was the inspiration for those lyrics. It's the ordinariness of the origin of this hymn that I find interesting and somewhat affirming. So often we hold up the extraordinary moments of conversion or lives of seemingly heroic faith, and those are indeed important testimonies. But here, we briefly meet a man who went through the ordinary struggles that we all experience in one way or another. A man who simply embraced the Word of God and let it be the lens through which he saw God at work in his own daily life. I find that simplicity inspiring in a different sort of way. It makes the hymn and its author seem a little more relatable to my own life. Perhaps you might see it that way as well. So I want to invite you to open again to hymn number 809. I want to consider together this great song of the church. Verse 1 poetically reiterates the scriptural affirmation in Lamentations 3 of God's enduring faithfulness, from which, of course, the hymn derives its name. The biblical text for our reading today begins at verse 22, the steadfast love of the Lord. Now, in the original Hebrew, that first phrase, steadfast love, is a Hebrew word, chesed. And chesed is not an ordinary term. It is this broad, rich term that conveys the breadth of God's compassion, his mercy, his grace, faithfulness, steadfastness, love, all together in a word that's seemingly impossible to simply translate into another language. Chesed encompasses the very embrace of God for his people. And so we read, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies, also translated his compassions, never come to an end. And from that inspiration, the poet invites us to sing, thou changest not, thou compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever shalt be. Indeed, in the prophet Malachi, God declares, I, the Lord, do not change. And in the New Testament letter to the Hebrews, we read, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that confession of God's daily, unwavering faithfulness toward us is beautifully and devotionally reiterated in the refrain, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Verse 2 then invites us to consider the breadth of such faithfulness and the consistency of it in what we might call the ordinariness, the simple rhythm of life. Chisholm sees God's faithfulness on display in every season of the year without interruption. He seems to purposefully refrain from identifying a specific time or circumstance in which God is notably present. Instead, he affirms that the mercy, the compassion, the steadfast love, the chesed of God is present in every season of the calendar year, as it is through every season of our own lives. Such presence of God is so powerfully comforting, especially in times of sorrow. But the hymn invites us to also see that a faith-filled life does not require the onset of tragedy. Nothing akin to a shipwreck or other devastating circumstance is a requisite for God's mercy to be present for you. It is there. The poet writes, as surely as the sun and the moon run their daily course. And the verse concludes with a joyful awareness that even all of nature itself bears witness to God's great faithfulness, mercy, and love. In the book of Lamentations, the prophet Jeremiah declares it to be so. In the hymn, the poet affirms it. And we, in united song this morning, bear witness again to the enduring and everyday mercy of God in all of his creation and in all of our lives. And in the final verse, the author turns toward the assurance of the gospel, pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. And perhaps here too, Lamentations was first in view. As we read at verse 25, the Lord is good to those who wait for him. To the soul who seeks him, it is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. The salvation of the Lord comes to us. Whether we are in the midst of a particular burden or just seem to be in the average season of life, God is at work bringing to us his salvation. We need only wait to sit quietly in faith and let God work in our lives. At the time of Lamentations, God's people were indeed suffering terribly. And in the midst of that, God's word invited and encouraged them to look ahead to a future of deliverance and even further ahead to the anticipated coming of the Messiah. Today, we can experience the even greater assurance of a risen and victorious Christ. Jesus himself said that he had a peace to give to his disciples that the world could neither give nor understand. And he promised them, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." The forgiveness of sins, the peace of Christ, the presence of the Spirit of God leads the hymn writer then to boldly affirm strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. We who share in this chesed of God do well to join our voices, our confession, our song of praise with the hymn writer. For great is God's faithfulness to each one of us. So I want to invite you again this morning to consider how God has provided for you. How he's provided for you in times of plenty as well as times of want. Lifted your soul in times of joy. Lifted you back onto your feet in times of sorrow, has spoken words of forgiveness and compassion into your heart, and every day has been your Lord. Rejoice that his pardon for sin in Jesus Christ is for you, to give you strength for today and the very brightest hope for tomorrow. Let's join together in one final refrain of God's chesed, his steadfast love and faithfulness to each one of us. Our Lord Jesus.